We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your network and community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Kristen Wilson. Kristen is a marketing consultant for small businesses with focus on their online presence using social media marketing, search engine optimization, blogging, website development, email marketing, as well as training the small businesses on the same activities. Kristen understands what is needed and what it takes to run a small business and is happy to share that knowledge with others who are willing and able to take that step to outsource or learn what it takes to get it done. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Lori. I'm so excited to be here and I appreciate the opportunity today.
All right, so I'm going to dive into questions related to business owners right away. What three things do you think all business owners should be doing?
Well, that's pretty easy because I think that three things that they would need would be a website so that you have your online business card for the consumers from the business owner, social media to be able to engage and relate and build relationships with your consumer, and then your email list, which is what you can be top of mind at all times with your target market or your consumer.
Well, you are definitely speaking my language. I know this is going to be a great conversation today.
Yay.
So what would be one thing you wish you would have started sooner when you started your business?
That would be the email marketing, because it's not something that builds overnight. It takes time. You need to present offers that are interesting to the consumer, and it doesn't always happen right off the bat. So you're constantly working to build that point. And so your email has been something that I wish I would have started right when I started my business, and it would probably be three times the size it is now.
So what would you recommend people do to grow their email list?
First of all, to start it. A lot of times business owners, they don't even start it because they think, what am I going to say? What am I going to do with 10 people? You start building those relationships with those 10 people and make sure that you're constantly working on building it through putting out offers on social media, leaving the opt-in options on your website, as well as social media, and constantly working to build those and providing different offerings that your target market might be interested in.
Those are great tips indeed. Definitely opt-ins on your website, social media, and just continuing to build it. Definitely important. That being said, I know in our industry, because we're both kind of in the same industry, so I'm going to, carry this torch with you here. What do you think is the most misunderstood item in this digital marketing space here?
Well, search engine optimization, which is optimizing your website to make it more search engine friendly, which makes it more search friendly to the consumer, is one of those things that people think, oh, I don't need to do it, or I don't know how. And there's really some simple tools and things that you can do to optimize it. And similarly, seeing as we're in the same industry, as far as social media, they think, well, I'm just posting. I can just, share my dinner or whatever, and I'm engaging with my followers. Well, that's your personal profile. You need to be building your business on your business page and engaging with those people with things that are interesting to them, not to us.
So how do you identify kind of what's interesting to that consumer then? And I know a lot of our customers, and I'm sure yours too, are, they just want to say, this is what's interesting to me. But really, like you said, it has to be interesting to that consumer. So talk us through that a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, one of the things that I wrote recently a blog about, well, not recently, is about coffee ironically, a majority of the population likes to drink coffee and they like images about coffee and that it gets them through the day. I don't drink coffee, but I post a lot about coffee as far as, you know, motivational things and things to get people through the day. So this is just one example of how I'm posting for them and not for me. And then you start finding what people are commenting on or what they're engaging with most and check your insights on your social media or your Google Analytics to see what's resonating with your target market more and go, oh, well, to make sure that I'm continuing doing more of. So, yep.
Oh, fantastic. Identifying some sort of common ground and some literally common grounds coffee. Sorry, that made me laugh.
And then, you're killing me.
I know. That was really weak too. Oh, look at that. Okay. but that definitely makes sense, is finding information that's not necessarily of, you know, your area of interest, but really that's going to resonate with your audience. So really good information.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right, let's move into networking. Can you share with me your most successful or favorite networking story or experience that you've had?
Sure. I don't necessarily have one favorite or successful. Well, it is successful. As a networker, I do the work in my business, not necessarily marketing for myself as far as pay-per-click or that kind of thing, but I'm building my business just like I encourage other people to do. But I also go to networking meetings on a regular basis and build those relationships that we need to build, because that's what business is all about. I'm referred to another person, and then another person, and then another person, and that person ended up being a client of mine. And that's all based on one relationship that I built and fostered, and that it was carried on to three other people who then ended up becoming a client, the end result.
Well, and that's awesome, because it's just you building the relationship, and that naturally and organically, you're getting introductions to additional people. And then ultimately, at the end of the line, you know, you're generating some business from it. So of course, that's a great success story. And thank you very much for sharing that.
Awesome.
So large or small, it's important to continue to connect with your network. How do you stay in front of or best nurture your network?
Well, like that three things that all small business owners need to be doing is their social media and regularly building and continuing those relationships. So I, of course, put myself on the social media platforms that I choose, that I find to work best for me, my niche, and my opinions. And then I also go to these networking meetings, and I'm constantly building relationships, because I don't have to solicit to really find me because of those relationships that I'm building. So it's just a matter of continuing to stay on the forefront of networking via online or via in person.
I love that. Continue to stay on the forefront of networking. So important. What advice would you offer to the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
Similar along the same lines is to make network in social media. So on the digital atmosphere, as well as to get out on the pavement and start meeting people individually. You can usually build those relationships a little bit faster because you probably have a lot more time with those people. But also to make sure that you're finding groups or networking groups or chambers that have people that are complementary to your business as well, that could be maybe good referral partners versus referral sources, meaning people that are going to refer back and forth versus just being a referral to your business.
So what would be a good example of that referral partnership that you've witnessed or experienced?
Sorry. Yeah. For myself, it would be like, because I'm, you know, internet marketing, so it would be a business coach. So a business coach is encouraging a small business owner to make sure that they are doing social media, that they are going to networking meetings, that they're meeting people, that they have a website, that they're building their email list. And when they don't know how to do those things, I would be a great referral partner. Or a website developer. So a website developer would build a website and say, now that you have this website, you need to put your social media on here, and or you need to be optimizing your website for the search engines. So that would be a good one. Another one is like a dentist and an orthodontist. They don't compete against each other, but they complement each other very well and can refer back and forth.
Great examples. I'm sure all of our listeners appreciate that.
Yay.
All right. So you and I are obviously in the world of digital marketing. So let's talk about digital networking. Digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
Well, I personally, of course, like you, and I like where you were leading with that. I think you accidentally said digital like nerd. And I think definitely digital. But I know what you meant as far as networking. I actually have to compliment both because, like I said, sometimes building those relationships in person can happen much faster. I have a once a week and a once a month, several different groups that I go to on a regular basis. Now, those once a month, it's kind of like social media for me. Once a month, I get an hour with, 30 people versus once a week, I get an hour to an hour and a half with 30 people. Which do you think that I'm going to have more time to build those quality relationships with? First, it's going to be the 1 week. First, then it's going to be the once a month. And then it's probably social, unless I clicked with somebody really well on social media or in the digital sphere, and I'm able to personally start building that relationship into Facebook groups too. If you find a group that you could benefit from each other by helping and sharing the love, so to speak, you could start to get to know those people pretty well.
Yeah, no, that's, you really broke it down nicely. Thank you very much for doing that. So it is a combination of traditional and digital, and whether it's nerdy or geeky, it doesn't really matter in my opinion. I prefer to call myself a geek over a nerd, but I don't know.
I agree.
But yeah, I think you broke it down really nicely. So thank you for doing that. Let's see here. So I'm going to change up the pace a little bit and ask you, a fun question about, kind of retrospective activities here. So if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Well, that's quite an easy one, but very touching, because anytime you get those questions of what would you do differently, and I always think, of course, I should have divorced my ex sooner, but then I wouldn't have fallen in the path that I did to get where I'm at. So, when I moved to Texas from Virginia, and I was doing this kind of thing in Virginia, or corporate America. Would I have branched out on my own? Not necessarily so. So I think all of these things happen for a reason. But if I look back 20 years, it was almost about that. I was, of course, a lot younger. So say 20, 21, 22. And I was still trying to figure out what I wanted to be. And I don't think I had the maturity. And from then till now, I've probably held a good 15, 20 jobs, lived in three different states, and, worked a lot of different places. So I'd actually say maybe 5 years, if I could have gone back 5 years. But I think a lot of what happens as we age and mature, we learn a lot about a lot of different things. And I don't think that I would be as successful as I am right now. I think I would be successful, but I don't think I would be as successful 20 years ago because social media wasn't really a thing then, but I've had the opportunity to learn a lot more and grow and have the pains that go along with that.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's really, definitely makes sense as far as trying to, let's see, the words aren't coming up right now. But just that, when you're younger or in your early 20s, you think you know it all, but you don't. And
right.
But that's why I like this question, because it really kind of opens up this box of, who knows what path you would have gone down if you would have known something differently, or if you would have done less of one thing or more of another. I don't know. It's just really an interesting question that I like. And I love hearing everyone's answers. And yours was, just as riveting as everyone else's. So thank you so much for that. All right. So I'm going to dive into what final words or advice you might have to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network.
So kind of like I wanted to touch back on that other, the 20-year-old self. It's, I think as small business owners, a lot of us are doing this on our own, and we're feeling that we're in this world all on our own and trying to do everything about this. And sometimes, or many times, we're moms and we're running that and we're running a household, and it gets frustrating and we feel that we're doing this all alone, but there's tons of us out there that have been through there. So this whole 20 is really great because it kind of tells the listeners that, hey, I'm not the only one that's trying to start a business at, you know, 35 or, you know, whatever, while running a household, while being a mom, while being a soccer mom, while being the volleyball mom and doing all these things, but that, hey, they became successful and they can do this. This Lori chick, she's got this podcast and she's doing great with this and interviewing all these cool people. So it's we're not all alone. There's a lot of us. Remember, small business owners, we are taking a large population of the business economy because we are doing it and we're giving ourselves freedom to have our own will and power over ourselves. So just keep on, actually. So the final word and advice is just make sure you get all these pieces that we were kind of talking about today and together and ask for help when you need help or go to, you know, get some direction because you're not alone.
Oh, that's such true advice right there as far as we're not alone. You know, no one's alone here. And you're not the first person to encounter that situation that you're faced with right now. You know, and there is support out there. And I think being a resource and supporting your network will circle back, and your network will in turn support you when you do have those challenges that you're facing. That's a really good way to kind of close out this conversation. So thank you for taking that approach on that question. I really, really enjoyed that perspective. So Kristen, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what would be the best way that they can reach you?
So like you, social media. So there's facebook.com/avisualbusiness. That's the business name. Or K10 Wilson is my handle on Twitter, or my email address, which is Kristen@avisualbusiness.com. Of course, all the social profiles are on my website, which is www.business.com. Thanks so much, Lori.
Fantastic. And we will include all of that information in the show notes. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for being on the show. Great discussion today. And I'm sure our listeners loved all the information and advice you had to offer.
Awesome. I appreciate it again so much.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So this wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Kristen Wilson for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.